This is the story of my Volkswagen Bug, but it actually starts way back in the late 60s, early 70s with my father's series of Volkswagen Bugs. His family, I was asking him recently, his family had three different Volkswagen Bugs from like 1965 to 1973, and they were all in various states of disrepair. He grew up in Providence. He was driving down a hill in Providence, Jenks Street. It's a very steep hill, and the battery just fell out the bottom of the car. But he just loved, he had a lot of fun driving the Volkswagen Bugs. It was, his parents were hippies. It was a good time. And so, when he was in his 40s, he had a little bit of a midlife crisis. And he decided to get a midlife crisis car. So he got a year 2000 new model Volkswagen Bug. And it was a turbo. It was a manual transmission. He loved it. He drove it, so much. He used to drive from Providence to Boston, and he had so much fun with that car. And I got to start driving it a little bit. And then it was a lease, so he had to turn it in. So I didn't really get to drive it very much, but I fell in love with Volkswagen Bugs. And so when it was time for me to get my first car post-college, I had two choices. I had, from Craigslist, I had a used Volvo or a used Volkswagen Bug. And I was like, oh, man, I really want this Volkswagen Bug. It was up in Rhode Island. I was down in Maryland. My mom was like, I'll test drive it for you. She's like, it works. It's great. You should get it. It is a manual transmission, but you can learn. Don't worry. And I was like, okay, all right. And so I messaged the guy. I was like, okay, I want to buy the car. And about 4 hours later, I get this message back that's like, so after your mom drove it, somebody else drove it, and, it had been in the garage for a year, and I hadn't been driving it, that's why I'm selling it. And so they turned on the air conditioning, and this horrible smell came out. And it turns out a mouse built a nest in the air conditioning. And I was like, oh, man, all right, I guess this isn't the car for me. But then, 10 days later, he emails me back, and he's like, hey, so I took it to the mechanic, and he, fixed it. Do you want the car? And I was like, there were other options, but I was like, no, I want the Volkswagen Bug. So and there was a little bit of a bidding war, and I bid on it, and I got it. I got it for $2,000 or $2,200. I was like, yes, amazing. It was a 1998 Volkswagen Bug, the first of the new models. And I loved that car so much. It was I learned how to drive stick. I could park anywhere, anywhere. It was amazing. It was really zippy. It was just so much fun to drive and to, just go everywhere in it. It did have some problems, frequent problems. The air conditioning broke, pretty soon after I got it, and never worked again. At slow speeds, it would make this grinding noise. And then, every time I brought it in for an oil change, some new O2 sensor, it was just endless. And as a new grad out of college, it was a lot of money to keep repairing this car, but I loved it so, so much. I did not repair the back brake light. I just duct taped it back on. That was good. And it was great, but eventually I did have to sell it. I actually sold it to my dad. He bought it for my little sister, and she ended up using it for a little bit. There's one more thing I want to say, which is, those bugs, there was a little vase, a plastic vase for a fake flower in them, right? I would go to Michael's, and I would get new flowers for every season. It was so much fun. I loved it. I love that car so much. Now, it might sound a little bit kind of a bad relationship, because I was just paying all the time for this car. I was always breaking down. But I think in life, sometimes there are high value but high cost things, having children or, And they're worth it, right? They're worth it. And for me, the Volkswagen Bug was absolutely worth it. We just got an electric car, and I don't think that I'll ever get a non-electric car. But I did notice that in, maybe about 3 years, there's the new Volkswagen concept electric bug that's coming out. And maybe I'll need a new car in like 3 years when I'm in my 40s, like my dad. So maybe for me, a new Volkswagen electric bug is in my future. And I think it is just the car for me.